farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Government to promote and facilitate the expansion of cocoa production in Jamaica. Stay with us to find out more. And Leta, or proverb of the day. I'm Anjui James Soyes. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Do you know someone who died without making a will? Did that person leave assets and children under 18 years old? If so, report the death to the Administrator General's Department, which is responsible for protecting the interests of minors, beneficiaries, and creditors. In making the report, you must submit a form of particulars, an original death certificate, beneficiaries' birth certificates, and proof of assets. You can visit the Administrator General's Department in Kingston at 12 Ocean Boulevard or Montego Bay at 42B Union Street. Visit our website at agd.gov.jm. Our numbers are 922-1830-3. That's the Administrator General's Department, securing your legacy.
The government has announced plans to promote and expand the cocoa industry with increased support to stakeholders in the sector. Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Kasa Muda says initiatives to resuscitate the sector will include value addition and the introduction of new resilient strains of the crop.
One of the things that I'm particularly attracted to is the notion that the traditional way of developing cocoa, developing farms, is by seeking to introduce new strains that are more resilient. And that these new strains, we don't have to wait on seedlings and plant them independently, but rather by a process where you graft them onto existing trees. And then from that, you get a plant that can be transplanted and developed.
Mr. Samuda says the ministry, through the extension services of the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, will be selecting teams to work directly with the farmers in the cocoa industry. Farmers will also be provided with seedlings and other productivity incentives to encourage the expansion of cocoa production to more parishes across the island. In the meantime, Agriculture Minister Kasa Muda says legislation to establish the Jamaica Agricultural Commodities Regulatory Authority, JACRA, will allow cocoa farmers to determine their prices and enable higher levels of competition within the industry. JACRA amalgamated from the Coffee Industry Board, Cocoa Industry Board, as well as the regulatory functions of the Coconut Industry Board and the Export Division of the Ministry, is responsible for the development, regulation, promotion, and standardization of the agricultural commodities industry. Mr. Samuda says the government will focus on monitoring the integrity of the quality of products on the market to ensure it meets internationally recognized standards.
Instead of being controlled by the government that almost dictates to you the price that you're going to receive for your product, with the introduction of new legislation that will focus on regulating industries that contain brands that are critical to Jamaica, the players within the industry will now be free to market their own product.
Minister Samuda was speaking at the opening ceremony for a 2-day International Fine Cocoa Conference at Chocolate Expo in Kingston recently. The event was hosted through the International Fine Cocoa Innovation Center, a project of the Cocoa Research Center of the University of the West Indies St. Augustine campus. It brought together 100 delegates from across the Caribbean and the United States of America and focused on disease control, certification, value addition, and processing within the sector. And now for our proverb of the day. When cocoa ripe, it must bust. Translation, when the cocoa ripens, it bursts. And this means it is easy to identify the intentions of an individual by his or her actions. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Soyes with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.